Good morning. My guests this morning are Ellen Bluestein and Doron Hovhaff from the Israeli Film Festival. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, Roland.
So this is the third of three, right? This is a mini festival as opposed to the Jewish Film Festival, which has more films than this. What is the Jewish Film Festival? Six, seven?
Six to eight, depending on the year.
Right.
We only show them if we think they're great.
Okay, this film that we're talking about is called Apples from the Desert, and it plays at the Rialto on Tuesday, March 21st, 1 and 7:30 p.m. So talk about that a bit, Doron.
Apples from the Desert is based on a short story by author Savion Liebrecht, and it tells the story, basically a universal story, about a young woman who comes from a very traditional religious family and tries to find her own way in life, not the rules that have been imposed on her since her childhood, but what she believes and she thinks and she wants.
Well, that's interesting. That's two out of three movies in this festival that have to do with women's role in Israel, really.
Yes, it's both about strong women finding their way in life or creating new circumstances for themselves and affecting circumstances.
Well, when you're soliciting films, and particularly when you're soliciting films for the Jewish Film Festival, is this a common theme among present-day Israeli films?
That's an excellent question.
I would say it is because women are a rising force in society in general and in Israel specifically. You find more women directors, more women authors, more women in every walk of life. And on the other hand, there's religious forces that would push back against it. So it is a theme that you would see in cultural things, cultural events, movies, and etc.
Now, this is a fairly common theme, but what we love about this movie is that it's just a beautiful film, incredibly well crafted. The acting is excellent. The cinematography is beautiful. There's some really beautiful sweeping scenes of the countryside in Israel.
Oh, great. And, oh, you get to see the place.
Yeah. And, you know, it's very special there. It's ancient.
So, Doron, have you lived a large portion of your life in Israel?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I only came to Sonoma County a year and a half ago. So until then, I lived in Israel.
Entirely there.
Yeah.
What do you mostly like about this movie?
I love the humanity of the film. No one is vilified. You know, when you have a film about a young woman who's rebelling against authority, your impulse is always to my impulse is always to take the side of the young woman.
Right.
But, you know, her family, her parents, they are not vilified in the film. They show everybody's point of view very fairly. And I think it's an open-hearted film.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is really wonderful. I'm really glad to see this new festival come down the pike. Maybe you'll be able to do more of these over time.
I hope I have enough time.
What about a Jewish... Yes, I do too. What about a Jewish film festival that has to do with Jews in countries other than either the United States or Israel?
Well, the other Jewish film, the regular old Jewish film festival that we're always looking for films from other countries.
Right.
But other countries don't make as many Jewish films.
Of course.
And the Jewish films made in the United States tend to be made for a general audience.
Right, right.
Especially our comedies, like the Coen brothers, for instance.
Exactly. Well, thanks both of you for coming in and telling us about these wonderful Israeli Film Festival films. And as far as this one goes, it's called Apples from the Desert, and it's playing at the Rialto Cinema on Tuesday, March 21st. At 1 and 7:30 p.m. For tickets and information, 528-4222, online, jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.